Have you ever watched someone walk across burning coals at a motivational seminar? The crowd erupts, hearts pound, and for a brief moment, everyone believes they can conquer anything. Then Monday arrives. The fire walk becomes a distant memory, and that surge of inspiration evaporates like morning mist. This reveals something crucial we've gotten backward about success. Motivation isn't the match that lights your fire. It's the warmth you feel only after you've started building it, log by painstaking log. We've been sold a lie. The self-help industry thrives on convincing us that motivation must come first, that we need to feel ready before taking action. So we wait. We watch inspirational videos, read countless books, and attend expensive seminars, searching for that magical spark. Meanwhile, our dreams gather dust. The truth cuts through this fog with startling clarity. Motivation doesn't create success. Success creates motivation. Every accomplished person you admire didn't wait to feel inspired. They started moving, and inspiration caught up along the way. Nobody wakes up eager to practice painful guitar chords or run until their lungs burn. But after a week of fumbling, you finally play a recognizable song. That tiny victory floods your brain with satisfaction. Suddenly, picking up the guitar tomorrow doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like continuing something you're actually getting good at. This is neuroscience, not motivational fluff. Each small win releases dopamine, reinforcing behavior and making repetition easier. Professional athletes train first, see improvement, and that progress motivates them. Writers write daily, and the accumulating pages pull them forward. The conventional approach has it backward. We wait for motivation that only arrives after we've started. You don't need to feel motivated to begin. You just need to begin. Break a sweat, and you'll feel motivated. Write a paragraph, and you'll want to write another. Small victories create momentum, and momentum feels an awful lot like motivation. We abandon goals because fixating on the gap between here and there feels crushing. Every time you think about running 26.2 miles when you can barely jog 2, motivation crumbles. The solution? Set your goal, create a detailed plan, then forget the goal entirely. Focus only on today's process. Arnold Schwarzenegger concentrated on daily reps, not Mr. Olympia trophies. Jerry Seinfeld wrote new jokes every day and marked an X on his calendar. After a few days, you'll have a chain. Just keep at it and the chain will grow longer. Your only job is to not break the chain. This works because of how our brains process feedback. Measure yourself against your ultimate goal and you'll always fall short. But measure yourself against today's process and every completed task generates positive feelings. Did you eat 3 planned meals? Success. Did you complete today's workout? Success. This creates a self-reinforcing loop. Success breeds motivation, which breeds more success. The chain grows stronger with each link. Creating your process is surprisingly motivating. Start with a clear, specific goal. Run a marathon, lose 30 pounds, launch a business. Then choose a reasonably promising routine. Don't waste weeks searching for the perfect plan. Popular methods work, so pick one matching your level and commit. Make your process extremely specific. Exercise 3 times this week is too vague. Monday, run 1.5 miles. Tuesday, stretch for 20 minutes. Wednesday, run 2 miles, creates built-in feedback. Either you did what you planned or you didn't. This clarity eliminates ambiguity and excuses. Next, rework your schedule. Meaningful goals require significant time. Something must give. When conflicts arise, don't abandon your process. Fix the schedule instead. Most people give up their routine first. Reverse that. Sometimes you'll work out at 11 p.m. or wake before dawn. Finally, adapt your process based on real results, not because you're tired or bored. As you work, you'll discover what works for your unique situation. You couldn't know this beforehand. You had to let the data show you. Language shapes reality. When tempted, people who say, "I don't," resist 64% of the time, while "I can't" users cave 61% of the time. In a 10-day study, 80% of I don't participants maintained their goals versus only 10% of I can't participants. I don't signals conviction and identity. It defines who you are. I can't suggests temporary restriction. You'd escape if possible. I don't eat processed foods declares you're health conscious. I can't eat processed foods implies an external rule you might break. This applies everywhere. I don't miss deadlines differs from I can't miss this deadline. Write down key commitments as I don't statements and practice using them internally. Over time, they become self-fulfilling prophecies, shaping both behavior and others' expectations. You're not just making choices, you're declaring who you are. You don't need 10,000 hours for meaningful goals. Aim to become superior, more skilled than 95% of people. Running a marathon puts you in the top 0.001% of achievers. Starting a business, writing a book, learning a language, these don't require world-class mastery to be profoundly meaningful. If you're 30, you have 8 to 10 5-to-7-year periods ahead. You're a serial achiever, someone who accomplishes this, then that, while advancing your career. Venus Williams exemplifies this, world-class tennis player, entrepreneur, and graduate student. Most people don't include "and" when asked, "What do you do?" But they should. Professional ands buffer against market downturns. Personal ands add richness to life. Don't wait for a comprehensive grand plan. Life only appears perfectly crafted in retrospect. The beauty of serial achievement is becoming more than one thing: designer, musician, athlete, entrepreneur. Skills rarely waste. Even if proficiency fades, regaining lost skills is far easier than building them initially. The confidence from your accomplishments lasts forever. Everyone starts at the bottom feeling insecure. NASCAR driver Ross Chastain had to physically hold his shaking leg down to keep the gas pedal floored. Sarah Blakely faced endless rejection pitching Spanx. Stephen King collected so many rejection slips, the nail holding them gave way. The difference? Successful people find a way to put aside uncertainties and try. Your dreams matter, but your plan delivers them. Not, I want to write a book, but I will write 500 words every morning before work. Not, I want to get fit, but I will complete this specific workout program missing zero sessions. Break ambitious objectives into manageable steps. Small improvements compound dramatically, like British Cycling's 1% improvement strategy that transformed them from mediocrity to Tour de France dominance. Each small win creates momentum, generating motivation that fuels your next success. Olympic athletes don't start by winning gold, they master basic techniques first. Success is a repeatable, predictable process, less about hoping and strategizing than diligently doing the right things the right way over and over. Don't wait for motivation. Get started, work your plan, and you'll find all the motivation you need. The fire doesn't light itself. You build it, log by log, day by day.